What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around? Did you ever hear of a barnyard or cow lot?
Yeah, barnyard.
Uh-huh. And if you had a lot of corn growing, it would grow out in a
field.
What if you had a smaller area than a field? Like, say, just sweet potatoes. You'd call that a...
Well, Grandfather always said sweet potatoes grow on a hill, right? Sweet potatoes.
Do you ever hear of a patch or a lot? And say if someone had...
Nothing. She asked me about the baby. I was just telling her the older one's going to go get it.
Someone had a lot of milk cows, and they had a big commercial farm with milk cows.
A dairy? Hmm? A dairy?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to mean anything else besides a commercial farm?
No, other than where they processed the milk, you know, like Borden's Dairy or Foremost Dairy or something like that.
What about a place where people used to keep milk and butter before they had refrigerators or ice boxes?
Spring house?
Uh-huh. You hear your grandfather talk about that?
No, just on TV.
We had one.
What about potatoes and turnips in the winter? Did you ever hear people?
People keep them in their cellar, I think, or something like that.
Not
down here. Then, too, that's from school, you know, from reading American history.
Hear of a potato bank or a potato pump? And say if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say we had a good
crop.
Okay. And if you're I know there's never any cotton raised around here, but if you were raising cotton, you'd have to go out there with a hoe and sort of thin the cotton out. What would you say you were doing?
Chopping cotton.
Okay. You just heard that.
My aunt and uncle have a cotton plantation in Mississippi.
Her
grandma
have raised about 6,000 acres.
Where in Mississippi is that?
Tunica.
What?
Tunica, Mississippi, just 50 miles south of Memphis in the Delta.
Tunica.
Hmm. Yeah. Tunica County.
That is the plantation area.
It's
plantation. They raise cotton
and
soybeans.
Uh-huh. What kinds of, if you had a garden planted here or something, what kinds of grass would be growing up where you didn't want it?
Weeds.
Mm-hmm. What different kinds of weeds? Any special names? Or?
Oh, I just always heard weeds. Grandfather used to say we had to go out and pull the weeds out of the garden, you know?
And if you wanted to get some land ready for... planting, you'd say you had to
cultivate or break it up, or
you'd break it up with a
tractor, plow.
What different kinds of plows? Did you ever hear different names for plows?
Oh, my grandfather had a Gravely tractor.
We had plenty of names for when I was a boy. I was raised on a farm.
We just had small, you know, nothing big, you know.
And I think on Gladys, and when that corner over there was first done, he used the little old hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhere I saw one like that. I don't know.
What's that?
Just a hand plow?
Garden tractor. Yeah. I mean, garden plow.
What about something that had little teeth in it that break up the ground finer than a plow? Did you ever hear of a har or harrow? And what different kinds of fences people have around here?
Oh, mostly you hear a chain link fence or a picket fence.
What's a picket fence like?
It's little stakes of wood, you know, pointed.
Uh-huh. Is it nailed together or
With slats of wood behind it, you know. Mm-hmm. You see a lot of coquina fences around here on the real old, some of the real old places, you know.
What's that?
Coquina rock fences.
What is coquina?
It's rocks. It's a reddish rock that they dig from the big coquina pits, you know. There's a lot of houses around here that are built like that.
Coquina is a
fish? It is a shell. It's a mollusk.
Is it those those little
bitty periwinkles.
Things that look like those little tiny things about the size of your fingernail.